Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, June 23rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds. Birthdays, quite a few. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is 66 today. From 60 Minutes.
In July of 1991, he was told to fly to Kennebunkport, Maine to have a chat with President Bush.
He said, "Can you and your family make it through a difficult confirmation?" I should have said no at that point, but that would have been the coward's way out. I said yes, and he said, at 2 o'clock, I'm going to nominate you to the Supreme Court. Let's go have lunch.
Former American Idol judge Randy Jackson is 57. Actress Frances McDormand.
You betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Also 57 today. King Edward VIII of Great Britain, who abdicated his throne for the woman he loved. Born this day in 1894, choreographer Bob Fosse, born June 23, 1923, Olympic track star Wilma Rudolph, was born this day in 1940. This day in history, see if you can identify this sound, boys and girls. June 23, 1868, Christopher Latham Sholes receives a patent for an invention he called the typewriter. Two words, hyphenated. Number one on the charts in 1978, Andy Gibb, younger brother of the Bee Gees, 7 weeks at the top with Shadow Dancing.
Only you can see me through.
On the KETR events calendar this Friday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church on Farm Road 1570 in Greenville, an all-you-can-eat catfish dinner. Proceeds will benefit the joint Workshop of Wonders Vacation Bible School. July 20th to the 24th, sponsored by Crestview Christian, Redeemer Lutheran, St. Paul's Episcopal, and United Presbyterian. And the Vacation Bible School is open to the community. All you can eat catfish, Friday evening from 5 to 8 at St. Paul's Episcopal in Greenville. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from King Edward VIII of Britain, born this day in 1894. Only two rules really count. Never miss an opportunity to relieve yourself. Never miss a chance to sit down and rest your feet. Well, thank you, King. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Community Seeds organization located in Lone Oak, Bert Cooper. Good morning.
Hey, John Mark. Good to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. Seems like it's been a while. Now, you've got some exciting stuff to talk with us about today that we haven't talked about before. And one thing is a new program that you have that'll help people become, as I understand it, certified nurses aides.
Mm-hmm. We started about 2 weeks ago our certified nurses aide classes, certified by DADS, approved by DADS, Division of Aging and Disability Services out of Austin. And that will give people the opportunity to test for the state exam to become a CNA. CNA, Certified Nurses Aide, they work in hospitals, John Mark. They work in nursing homes. They work for doctors. They work in home health. It is, a part of health, you know, health services throughout the United States, which is a big, big field for people to be in. But we already have clinics that are asking for our students to come and work for them. We just got started with the class, so there's such a demand that we're already getting hit for applicants, for people.
How many people do you have in this class?
We asked for seven. We asked God to give us seven students, and we got seven students. We have a list of about 12, though, that wanted to get in. We were not selective. It was pretty much on a first-come, first-served basis with our students. We ended up with seven candidates that we thought would take the first round of our classes very seriously. They have. They're working very hard at it. We offer some scholarships to those who didn't have the financial wherewithal to take the class. But we're off and running. We've got some incredible nurses that are teaching the classes. Judy Kwan from the Hunt Regional Hospital, Kara Hoff, Pat Calk is our program director, and Elizabeth Poles. We have some great instructors.
Now, I have heard of doctor's aides before. I don't know that I've heard of nurse's aides. So these are not full-fledged nurses, but they are assistants to nurses.
Exactly. A lot of the things that a nurse would do, now they don't have to because they have certified nurse aides that can do some of the things, which means that they can do other things that are more helpful to the doctor and to the patient. Mm-hmm. So this is that great arm of support. This is, you know, in the kitchen, not to bring up the kitchen, but, you know, we are starting an incubated kitchen. But in a kitchen, most chefs have their little sous chef, and they help them to do things. I don't know if that's a good illustration or not, but the CNAs are somewhat like that. They're the right-hand person for the nurses.
And you're telling me these are pretty well-paying jobs?
The clinics that have called us, they're starting the CNAs out at $12 and going up to $18 an hour. Mm-hmm. And healthcare, of course, is the hottest industry, not just in the state of Texas, but in the country. So we'll get people hired once they're done with this class. We also got a blessing of a building donated to us, John Mark, for this class. We have a brand new classroom building over in Range County, and it is just a beautiful facility. No one has ever been in the facility before. We're the first ones in it. New flooring, new equipment. We just put our hospital bed in there this past Saturday. So it's nice. We've been really blessed. The Lord has blessed us.
Now, how do people qualify for this, and will this be a year-round sort of thing?
We'll do two, maybe three classes a year. Right now, we're scheduled to get through this class in 13 weeks, 13 to 15 weeks. It's 100 hours is what they have to take. 60 of those hours is in the classroom, 40 hours in an actual clinic environment, healthcare environment. So we'll do our first class. We'll evaluate. We'll get them through their testing phases. Then we'll start our next class in the fall or next spring. But that'll be up to our nurses that are helping us.
We're talking with Bert Cooper, who's the director of Community Seeds, located in Lone Oak. About the program for nurses' aides that they are conducting. Do you have any connection with A&M Commerce on this? Because, of course, A&M Commerce is starting a new nurses' training program.
Actually, we don't. And yeah, that would be something that we could start, broach some that subject with them at some point in time. And hopefully we can. Because a CNA, this is a door that's open to them to then become nurses, to start the training and the education to become an actual nurse. So we hope that's the trail that some of our CNAs will take.
Yeah. Well, now, again, to put a focus on something you were talking about just a moment ago before I interrupted you, this is really sort of the modus operandi of Community Seed. You're trying to help people to help themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We think that's the only way an organization should work with the publics that come and that they serve. We have a glut of people who take advantage of the system. And you know, in some cases, it's okay. We try to weed those folk out. But for us, it's about giving people a hand up, not just a handout. Mm-hmm. We had a fella call us yesterday, homeless fella. Within 3 hours, we had found a ranching job for him as a foreman if he's serious about getting his life on track. And that's something he said no one has ever asked him to be anything or to do anything. And he's ready to get off drugs, get off the streets, and go out to West Texas and assume this position. And the position is out in West Texas. We partner with churches as far as Lubbock, Texas, south of Lubbock, Texas.
Bert, we've got a lot more to talk with you about, but we'll do it another time, okay?
And, thanks, John Mark.
But thanks for having us, having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
It's been a delight.
And you're starting the day. Bert Cooper, by the way, with Community Seeds, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.